A little boy named Johnny wanted a brand new bicycle for his birthday, and so he decided to pray to the Lord that this would happen. So he sat down to write a letter to God, and he wrote the first letter. It said, "Dear Jesus, I promise you that I will be good for 3 months if you give me a new bicycle on my birthday." Well, he thought for a moment, and he said, "Well, that's way too difficult." So he scratched it out, and he wrote another letter. "Dear Jesus, if you give me a new bicycle, I will be good for 1 month." And he thought about it. He thought, "Well, that's too difficult as well." So he scratched that out. And then he went into the living room. He took the statue of our Blessed Mother, wrapped it in a towel, went into his room, into the closet, put this statue in the top shelf, and locked the closet door. Then he sat down to write his third and final letter. "Dear Jesus, if you ever want to see your mother again..." Now, is that really the best way to pray? Probably not. But in today's gospel, we find out the best way to pray. The disciples say to Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." So then what did the Lord answer? Well, the Lord answered by giving us the Our Father and then giving us a parable about persistence in prayer and persevering in prayer. We see that all the readings today have the same theme of persistence in prayer. We saw that in the first reading with Abraham talking to God. "God, please don't destroy the city if there's 50 or 40 or 30, even 10 innocent people." We see that's an example of intercessory prayer, of persistence in prayer. And then we have the Lord today giving us the Our Father, which is called the pattern and the model for all of our prayers because it contains everything we need from God. We're praying every day for our daily bread. We're praying for forgiveness for our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. We're praying not to be subjected to the final test, to temptation. We worship God and adore Him by saying, "Hallowed be Your name." We pray for God's will and His kingdom to come. So the Lord gives us the Our Father, which is really the model and the pattern for our entire prayer life. But then the Lord goes on to give a parable about perseverance in prayer. And the example that he uses is a man that knocks on another man's door at midnight and says some surprise visitors just came to town. He has nothing to feed them. But would the man open up and give him some bread so he could feed his visitors? Well, the man from the inside says, "No, we're already tucked in bed." And it says, Jesus tells us, "I tell you, even if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence, because of his perseverance." So when we pray, of course, we pray with great trust and confidence in God. We pray with great humility. But one of the most important qualities of our prayer life needs to be perseverance, to continue to pray, to ask, to seek, to knock. In fact, in the New Testament Greek language, where the New Testament is written in, those words, Jesus says, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened," are all in the continuous tense in Greek. So Jesus is saying, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking, and eventually the Lord will answer these prayers. So perseverance really is the theme of today's reading. Now, perseverance is a wonderful virtue in the natural order as well as for our spiritual life. In the natural order, I remember reading once that Winston Churchill was once asked to give his definition of success, of why he was so successful over the years. And what was the greatest lesson he ever learned? He said, "I can sum up the greatest lesson in 7 words. Never give up. Never, never give up." He said that's the most valuable lesson he learned during his entire life as a statesman and politician. To Thomas Edison, if you read his biographies, you'll discover that he tried over 1,000 experiments to try to get the perfect filament for the electric light bulb. And somebody even said to him, "Mr. Edison, you have failed over 1,000 times." He said, "No, I didn't. I succeeded in finding over 1,000 ways that didn't work." See, isn't that the better attitude to take? Perseverance. What if he had stopped persevering in finding the perfect filament for the light bulb? And we're so grateful for his work. Here it is, hundreds of years later, we're still benefiting from his perseverance. There was a man in California, a grandfather, in fact, and he had a wonderful recipe, he thought, for fried chicken. And so he went around to 1,008 restaurants. And what he would do is he would take his little RV, his trailer, he would cook the fried chicken in the back of his trailer, and then he would try to get the restaurants to buy the recipe. Eventually, after 1,008 different experiments that he did and different demonstrations, one company said, "We'll buy your recipe." Well, this gentleman said, "Well, I only want a nickel for every piece of chicken that will be sold." And so they agreed, and of course that made Colonel Sanders a multi-millionaire with Kentucky Fried Chicken. See, persevering, the secret of success is not giving up, but to continue to persevere. Look what happened to Walt Disney. If you read the biographies of Walt Disney, bankrupt 7 times, lost everything 7 times. But he persevered and built, of course, what we have today. And one of the most amazing stories I've read was about the Comstock gold mine. And this gold mine was owned by a company for many years. They kept digging in this particular location. Finally, they gave up and they figured there was nothing there. They sold the gold, they sold the property, the land, to another developer. This next developer dug 5 more feet and struck one of the richest gold mines in all of history. Imagine 5 more feet. See, they gave up. They did not persevere. The original owner did not persevere. Just 5 more feet. So what a great lesson this is for us in the natural order to be successful in whatever field we happen to be in. But also, what about spiritually, where it's 1,000,000 times, infinitely more value to persevere? Look at St. Monica. Persevered in prayer for 20 years for St. Augustine's conversion. He was the wayward son. He was living an immoral life. And St. Monica never gave up praying. 20 years of prayers and tears. Eventually, the Lord gave him abundant graces. He was converted, became a priest, a bishop, a doctor of the church, and one of the greatest saints and theologians in the history of the church. But it took perseverance, the persevering prayer of St. Monica. Father Carapi says his own mom, Veronica, prayed for him for well over 20 years. When he left the Catholic faith as a teenager, he was away for confession for 20 years. But through the prayers of his mother and God's grace, he was converted and then was ordained a priest by Pope John Paul II. So perseverance is not only necessary in the natural order, but especially in our spiritual life, to keep praying that rosary every day for your children, your grandchildren, your spouse, your parents, your loved ones, family members, and friends. Persevere in prayer. So Jesus tells us today, keep asking and you will receive. Keep seeking and you will find. Keep knocking and the door will be open.